Soros-funded candidate Wendy Davis fundraised indoors during pandemic in race to beat Representative Chip Roy. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 2, 2020. Democrat candidate for Congress in Texas Wendy Davis, D., did her fundraising indoors and her campaigning virtually during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, reported the Texas Tribune on Friday. "I have never spent so much time on the phones fundraising," she told the Tribune. "I fundraise every single day." According to the Tribune, Davis has spent much of her campaign stationed inside her Austin home, appearing only in virtual campaign events. Remaining indoors on the phone, the former state senator, who became known as Abortion Barbie in 2013, reportedly raised $8.8 million this election cycle in her campaign to unseat Republican Representative Chip Roy in the 21st Congressional District. However, as the Washington Free Beacon reported in August, Davis was already depending, at that time, on out-of-district donors, including the Soros family and the national abortion industry groups. The Texas Democrat has raised 60% of her itemized campaign funds, more than $2.1 million, from outside of the state's 21st congressional district. Just 46% of Roy's campaign cash, meanwhile, comes from outside of the district, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Davis became a rock star for left-wing radical feminists in 2013, when she donned a pair of pink sneakers and a urinary catheter for a 13-hour filibuster to block legislation in the Texas State Senate that would ban abortions past the fifth month of pregnancy. The feat earned her the nickname Abortion Barbie, and her filibuster took the state Senate into recess. Ultimately, former Governor Rick Perry, R., however, called a special legislative session to complete passage of the bill. She lost her bid for governor against current Governor Greg Abbott, R., by 20 percentage points. During her campaign, the news was focused on what eventually came to be recognized as her fictional accounts of her life and her flip-flopping on key issues, even abortion. In January of 2014, Davis admitted she lied about important life events, including her divorce, and, 1 year later, also admitted she was faking her support for gun rights to obtain votes in her gubernatorial bid. In 2005, Davis gave up custody of both her child with her second husband, Jeffrey Davis, but also her older child from her first marriage to Frank Underwood. In February 2014, just half a year after her famous filibuster, Davis told the Dallas Morning News she supported bans on abortion after 20 weeks. The news was not a complete shock, since several months earlier Davis had also described herself as pro-life. In May 2015, Davis was asked at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser why it was acceptable to abort a 7-pound baby. "That never happens. It never happens. It really never happens," Davis said. "And the only time that late-term abortions occur is when something has gone horribly wrong and either the mother's life is in danger or the child's life is in a very precarious situation," she added, a statement that has been debunked many times. In November 2015, Davis said in an interview she had an abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy out of love for her daughter. In an interview with Mike, Davis said, "I discovered that my daughter was suffering from an irreparable and non-life-sustaining brain deformation or malformation, and it was one of the most heart-wrenching decisions I've ever had to make, and I made my decision out of love."